like, was that a dream? Am I, you know, you've had that feeling like you were so affected by it, it took you a minute to get back to yourself, right? That's what we're talking about. These things are real. They're godly things. God should speak to you in your dreams too anyway. But as you spend time fellowshipping with him, delighting yourself in him, those things happen. And sometimes you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you're not. And then when you don't even know when you come back how long you were. And sometimes they are strong enough to where you sit there for a second and try to figure out, did I really go there, or my, you know, was that just in my mind? Anyway, let's get back to earth. I want you to allow the Spirit of God to minister this to you. How intertwined the heavens, heaven, and earth is. Again, we use the word heaven to back up, refresh a little bit. We tend to think of out there. When we think of the heavens, we tend to think more of all around us, though it may still be up, but it's here, right? The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of the heavens is here. The kingdom of the heavens is here right this moment. It's not out there somewhere. It's here. And everything that goes on, everything that's created upon the earth came out from there. Right? And it's here. Everything that came, that's in the earth came out from there, and there is here. And when Jesus said, your will, your intentions, what it is that you have on your mind, become here just like it does there. That, what Jesus is telling you very plainly, that's how it happens there. It's on God's mind. God thinks that thought. And in heaven, bam, that's it. Right? Do you understand? Okay. He says, we want that to happen here. Which means the thoughts that are on God's mind interact with your mind and your body. And you begin to see it. And then as you act on it, it becomes. And you say, well, Mark, that's really kind of bizarre. And I will tell you, look over to Matthew chapter 18 and let's continue. This is another place. We have one verse where Jesus, the Son of God, is speaking to his people, his disciples, and he says, and it's cool, amen, lego, human. Okay? We all know amen. Okay, lego is to speak or to lay something out. Human is to you. So he starts off and he says, these things I'm saying to you are true. These things I'm laying out to you are true. Amen. Of a truth. Truth, reality. Amen. These things, lego, I'm laying out, human, to you are true. And then we have the word hosa. Most translations say whatever. Say whatever. Whatever. Okay? Some of the older translations say whatsoever. Right? But the idea of this word, when you say it like that, what does it mean? What's whatever? Anything, right? Does it just mean? Anything, whatever, whatsoever, okay? The problem is that's not what this word means. This word means as many as or as much as, very plainly, okay? And so they try to figure out how you say that. And they came up with whatever or whatsoever. As many as or as much as. Jesus said, I'm laying this out to you of a truth. These words I'm speaking to you are true. As much as you may, and I would use the word decide there. It's subjunctive. It means it hadn't happened, but it's likely to. Whatever you may decide to bind upon earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you may decide to loose on earth will be, future tense, loosed in heaven. And we've been through this, some of you may remember, probably a decade ago now. You have two words there, binding, deo. Deo can be to bind, meaning like you take a whole bunch of sticks and bind them together, and it makes everything stronger, right? You can break one, but you can't break all of them, right? So you've bound it together to strengthen it, right? Layers. Or it can mean bind, like to incapacitate. You bound someone so that they can't interfere with you. They become powerless because you've tied them up, right? Those are opposites. Don't look at me in the tone of voice. This is cool, okay? This is really, really cool. Never seen it before. Now, so I've gone through, I remember many years ago, we were in Trustful, going through there, I remember the discussion with some people afterwards, trying to take the other thing and say, we've seen this just the opposite. We've seen bind, like you're binding the devil. Actually, it means bind. You make things stronger, so they'll be stronger in heaven. And I remember people going, I don't know. But then you get to loose, luol, and you have the same problem. Loose, luol, can mean to release, okay? Like you set it free, right? But it can also mean loose, as in like you, it's dissolved. It was one thing and it dissolved. It fell apart. Again, that's 180 degrees, right? Yes. Say right. Thank you. Okay, it's 180 degrees. So I've struggled with this for literally for decades.